Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present Lucero by Maya Motain, performed by Carla Serrato. To Annabelle, Bananabelle, and Luis Manuel, Luis Mac and Cheese. The Dark. Desmond remembered the moment he slipped into the dark. He'd been standing with Alfie as a strange girl burst into the blue room, her eyes wild with fear and purpose. He'd seen the dead guardsmen behind her, their bodies leaking red onto the tiled floor. He should have been terrified of her, but she'd looked so afraid, like Alfie did when he woke from a nightmare. He'd once carved Alfie a dragon figurine as a token of bravery to keep him from making that same heartbreaking face. Desmond had opened his mouth to calm the girl. Maybe he could stop whatever she was planning. But before he could say a word, she thrust her hand forward, splaying her fingers wide. The floor beneath him opened and down he fell, catching only a glimpse of Alfie's panicked expression before the hole closed around him, leaving him in a sea of inky black. No, not a sea. The sea had a soul. It had currents that pushed and pulled, and waves that frothed and roared. This was not a sea. It was nothing. He felt nothing, and nothing felt him. He could not tell if he had been here for hours or years, a lifetime or a moment. Space and time held its breath as Desmond suffocated in the darkness, paralyzed and lost. But that hardly mattered, because the one thing Desmond was certain of was that this quiet purgatory was eternal. No matter how much time had passed, he still had infinity to go. Until one day there was a sound, the first he'd heard since Alfie had shouted his name as he fell into the dark.
Hello, my child.
To hear himself referred to as a child, as something beloved, as anything at all after such endless silence, it made Desmond want to laugh, to weep. But he could do none of those things. He could only stare. The voice was deep, hypnotic. Desmond had expected to see a man standing before him, but instead he saw a dragon figurine, floating there in the dark, the very one he'd given to Alfie to ward off his nightmares. Was he hallucinating? Why would the figurine appear before him here? To see something from his life before felt like fate, destiny, salvation. In truth, it was none of those things. It was simply bad luck. 1. Homecoming. Alfie couldn't breathe. With his father's body at his feet, and Desmond standing before him, he felt as if his lungs had been plucked from his chest. But the being standing here wasn't Desmond. It was wearing Desmond's body, true, but inside was sombra, like rancid wine poured into a beautiful bottle. Alfie's brother looked the same, but different. He looked wrong. His features were sharpened, and he even looked taller, as if the god were stretching him from inside the same way you broke in a pair of shoes or flexed your fingers in a new pair of gloves. Was Desmond in pain from this physical contortion? It made Alfie feel sick to his stomach. How could this be happening? Only 6 months before, he and Finn had battled the god of darkness and, with the help of a prisoner named Xiomara, they'd banished Sombra to the same dark void that Desmond had been lost to. Afterward, they'd returned the god's stone arms safely to the vault and moved forward with their lives. Yet now, here Sombra stood, on the very dais where Alfie and Princess Vesper had just taken their betrothal vows. A layer of flower petals still dusted the floor. Lit candles floated in the air, bathing the vast ballroom in soft light. Sombra looked as if he'd just arrived to his own surprise party. Alfie felt utterly alone as he faced this worst possible incarnation of his brother, his best friend. Luca was out of reach,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?